Good evening, everybody. Like to see, that's how children respond. That's maybe some lesson for us to learn. But like to welcome everybody to our service this evening. Let's stand for prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the blessing to be together like this evening, and thank you for the blessing you gave us that we could be together for 2 weeks to learn about you. Thank you for each one of the children that are here. I pray that you would bless them as they go through life. And I pray that something they learned would stick with them the rest of their life. And I pray that it would be a blessing to them. Thank you for the teachers that gave of themselves to help serve here as well, Lord. Just bless them as well. I pray that you would bless all the children and teachers as they have part tonight. Just give them, just be with them as they sing and as they speak. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, well, as always, it was enjoyable to be here the last 2 weeks. Jonathan was superintendent as well, so I was here about every other night, but the teachers were here every night, so special thanks to them. This year we had an offering. Our offering was for the orphans, for help for orphans in different countries. And we raised $2,781. So that's going to help about 58 orphans, help them live for 1 month. So it's very, very exciting to do that. We had an average attendance of probably about 90. Our highest was 96, or 99 actually. And then I believe our lowest was somewhere around 77. I just wanted to, this week, as we were here, I had to think of the verse that in the Gospels that says, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven." And then Jesus went on to say that if we don't come as a child, we won't be able to enter the kingdom of heaven. And a lot of times we think of that as trust and just a faith in God that doesn't... that's not wavering, and a complete trust, and that's all good, and I believe that's actually right. But when you stand up here every evening, you see all these little children come in, and they're just so happy and so excited to be here, they barely can contain themselves. And they're expecting something good, and they get something good. They're fairly contented. It doesn't take much to make them happy. And you just see a lot of energy and a lot of joy. And, you know, as they grow older... we kind of teach them to control their emotions a little bit, which is good. We want that. You don't want a 30-year-old acting like a 2-year-old. But sometimes I'm afraid maybe that God made us to express joy and happiness. And when you look at all these faces up here, you wonder sometimes what happens when they hit teenage years or 20 or 30. Where does all that joy and happiness and exuberance and excitement go? It tends to disappear a little bit in terms of... people tend to get cynical and critical. And so I wonder sometimes if God's not looking, I was thinking this week, if God's not looking for somebody with looking for his children. What he didn't mean partially in that verse is to come to him, looking for somebody that's excited to come to him and is just filled with joy in his presence and has that joy throughout their lives. And that's just a small lesson that I was kind of convicted with while we were here. Okay, that's all I have. So we'll start with the program now, and we'll start with the youngest grade and go from there.
Okay, this is my lively bunch of four-year-olds, and there was never a dull moment in this class, and we had lots and lots of fun together, and we studied the life of Christ. Okay, wait, we're going to sing Jesus Loves Me, okay? Can I help us?
Good evening. I had the privilege of teaching first kindergarten this year, and I really enjoyed it. I had an average of about 12 students each night, but there's a couple missing tonight. And we learned about God's best for us.
Thank you. to all.
Amazing grace.
shining as the sun, we go on stage to sing God's praise. Then when we first begun,
we learned and studied about the stories of Jesus, and we all had a very enjoyable and fun 2 weeks together.
The Lord.
likewise. Luke 6:31. Trust in the Lord and do good. Psalms 37:3. Be kind one to another. Ephesians 4:32.
Save that which was lost, Matthew 18:11.
Psalms 24.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing of the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek his face, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Selah. O Lord,
strength to memory, and I'll have thee, for thou art loved.
Brother John. Luke 2, 8 through 14.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid.
And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men.
Jesus, Lord of nature, I love thy name, Lord, son. Be high, Jesus. unto men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4:12.
And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men. Colossians 3:23.
Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7:7.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Ephesians 6:10.
And there is none righteous, no, not one, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:10-23.
Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Mark 16:15. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Unselfish living. John 13:35. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Galatians 6:10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who have the household of faith. John 15:12-13. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend.
The power of the gospel. Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and of the discernment of the thoughts and intents of the heart. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
Why did you let us know?
This question was asked by an old African chief.
Why didn't you tell us sooner? The words came sad and low. O ye who knew the gospel truths, why didn't you let us know? The Savior died for all the world. He died to save from woe. But we never heard the story. Why didn't you let us know?
You say you are Christ's disciples, that you tried his works to do, and yet his very last command is disobeyed by you. 'Tis indeed a wonderful story. He loved the whole world so, that he came to and died to save us, but you didn't let us know.
Our souls redeemed by Jesus, think what your Lord hath done. He came to earth and suffered and died for everyone. He expected you to tell it as on your way you go. And you've kept the message from us. Why didn't you let us know?